Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Welcome. Yeah.
Huh. Hell yeah. I said trying to eat, live, huh? Five. What?
Yeah.
Round. What? For the struggle. Keep on moving. Yeah.
Trying to make a living.
Working.
Welcome to the EFT Radio Show. It's your girl, JT. I'm here with you live. And, of course, I got to start off the show by saying I give honor to God for making this possible, because without God, none of it would be possible, you know. Got a great show lined up for you. Can't wait to get started with it. Of course, you know, we may have a special guest coming through today. Looking forward to it myself. It sounds pretty interesting. Want to get more information, but I got a question. Is anybody else out there having phone issues? I seem to be just having the worst in luck for phone issues. I am having now to replace yet another phone. This will be, what, number 4 in 7 months? Because I've only been using this one that I was using temporarily while I was getting my other phone fixed. And now it seems like it's not working. I'm like, this is just ridiculous. These cell phones aren't worth anything. I mean, you know, because when you think about it, every 6 months they're coming out with something new, something different. It's got a different button, another feature. They added this to it, maybe has a half or more gigabyte than the other one, so everybody wants to rush out and get it, especially like these Apple iPhones. Oh, my goodness, they're ridiculous. My daughter bought a cell phone. She bought the Apple, the iPhone, I think it was 5, but that was before 5 came out when she was stationed over in Japan. She paid $700 for this phone. Do you know when she came back to the States, she can't even use the phone? That's $700. $700, that's how many years worth of landline telephone bills? Hey, I think I might just have to go back to a landline. You know, they just have to wait till I get home. I'll call them back once I get the message off the message machine. But, you know... Of course, I'm going to sit here and wait on a guest to give us a call in. Anybody that wants to call in to be a part of the show, as I wait as well, you can give us a call at 713-955-0783. We do have a caller that's on the air. We're going to go ahead and chime in to them, 404-859. Let's see. Caller, you are live on the air. This is JT. Caller, you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Hello?
Hey. Am I there?
Hello. Yeah, you're
there.
Can you hear me now? I can hear you now.
Okay. Hey, this is hard.
You're like Verizon. I can hear you now. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, this is our super producer, Heartbeats?
Yep, this is super producer, Heartbeats.
Oh, my goodness, why are you late? Okay, I'm just being a female. But anyway. Oh, my goodness, it's good to talk to you. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good to talk to you, too. Appreciate it. Glad to have you.
Oh, wow. You know, everybody, we got Heartbeats in the house. Like stated, we got Mr. Heartbeats himself. He's in the house. Let's see, Mr. Heartbeat. Of course, you know, I know about your bio, you know, a little bit about your information. I put a little bit of snippet up there, you know, just to give them like a little teaser. But, of course, I know you started at 15 when you had a cousin that landed in the NBA. Now, can you tell us the cousin, or should we just leave the cousin out? Hey, Heartbeat, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Oh, okay. There you are. All right.
Okay.
I can hear you.
His name is Jonathan Bender. He got drafted to the Indiana Pacers back in the 1999-2000 season, straight out of high school.
Oh, wow. Look at that. So did he decide to start the record label, or you decided to start the record label?
He started. What it was I used to play the keyboard, and I made a beat on the keyboard, and he heard it, and it kind of inspired him to do his, you know, he told me he was going to start a record label, and I would be his beat man. And that's what he did. A couple weeks later, he went and got about $20,000 of equipment, threw me in the room, told me to learn how to use it.
Oh, okay. And let's see, now you've worked with some of the big names in the industry. You know,
yes,
you want to tell the people, some of the folks, you want me to tell them? You know, let's get us a background of this, you know.
A lot of people probably know me for the Get the Gap mixtape that Rocco came out with. I did number 12 on there. I also wrote the hook. It's called What You Doing. I produced that. I also did one that Scooter just had at Scooter and 48 Slim with Chris Kelly on the hook called Hustler. It was on the radio out here in Atlanta. I did the track, and I wrote the hook on that one, too. You probably heard that Bag It Up and Sell It, but on Future Mixtape that just dropped, I did all the engineering and mixing on that one. You know, TLC, Yo Gotti, from everybody. Don Tripp. Just working.
Hey, so, right. That's why you're called the super producer. I got you. Now, is there anybody you haven't worked with that you want to work with that's in the industry?
I like Johnny Cinco style. I say it'd be cool to work with Johnny Cinco. I like some of the up and coming artists as opposed to the ones who've already made it, you know. I like to create, you know, creative style.
Right. Because when they're new into the industry, they're not as objective. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
And you can kind of mold them a little bit better.
Because they
just want to get out there and they want their stuff to be heard as well. So do you accept new music from other artists, say local artists in Atlanta?
Mainly what I'm looking for right now, putting together a production team called The Heroes. And what it is, Viking and production. And we just gonna get the music together and use my resources to shop it out, you know. Shop it out, try to take over, you know.
Right. So, you know, we should tell, like, Jay-Z and his production crew and Puff Daddy and all them, you know, they need to go ahead and move aside because they're like yesterday's news and you're today's news. I mean.
Right.
You know, honestly, you know, I've had to listen to hip hop and rap, of course, because that was my era as well, coming back, you know, growing up in the 80s as a teenager. And having listened to Jay-Z, and this is nothing against Jay-Z. You know, the man is who he is in his own right. He's made his money. I don't have in it. So I can't say anything bad about him, and it's not. But when I listen to his music, even now, listening to his music, even though that was my era, I just didn't get it. I really still didn't see with his music exclusively. I could understand with the business side because he is a businessman. But with his music, I didn't see how he possibly made all that money. You know?
Off of music?
Yeah.
I mean, Jay-Z go in though. You know, he's real lyrical. And then, you know, when you live a certain life and when you speak the truth, a lot of people, you know, they like to follow that. So,
right.
All you gotta do is just keep it real and, you know, work out for you. I like Jay-Z though. I grew up off beat, so listen, Jay-Z.
No, I like him too, but I can't see how he's become a billionaire with just his raps. You see what I'm saying? I can see him being
rap,
the business.
You know,
yeah.
It ain't just his rap probably made him his least amount of money, but everything spits off from the rap, you know?
Right. Now, the business aspect and his production companies and, you know, all these other little companies that branch below it, I see that. That makes sense. I guess, you know, you do have to just get your foot in the door and then, you know, make the best of what you have so it works for you.
Right.
Is that how it is when you become a production, you know, when you're a producer and stuff like that?
Basically, it's pretty much the same. You know, it's pretty much the same. I mean, I try to just stick to what I'm good at, man.
Right. Now, of course, it says that you have the melodic sound, consisting of chords, keys, and some synthesized elements, along with hard-hitting bass lines. And
right.
I was hoping to have had some of your music today to play, but I didn't get any. But hopefully, you know,
I can see you will grace
me some. We can see, well, you can send it and I can see if I can load it into the studio.
Okay. You think it'll work?
While we're still here. We can try. You know, we could definitely try.
What's your email address?
And you will send it to Jay Traylor.
Uh-huh.
That's T as in Tom, R-A-Y-L-O-R. And that's .eft@gmail.com. Yeah, and of course that email address is for anybody, you know, artist, unsigned, new artist, undersigned, whatever, who are looking to have the music played. Of course, I play it right here on the show. There is no limitation to what it is or what it can be played on this particular show. So most definitely anybody out there, you want to submit some music, send it to J Traylor. EFT@gmail.com. TRAYLOR. Okay. I will definitely do that. And
I sent you one of my business partners I'm working with. I just produced his single. I'm also featuring on the hook too. It's called Mr. T, his name Kodak Chronic. That one I just sent you.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and play a song here. This is 720 Degrees. This is by a local artist by the name of Blaze. Let me go ahead and play this song, and I'll see if I can go ahead and find that selection so I can put it in here. All right?
Okay.
And, of course, anybody that wants to be part of the conversation, we have the super producer himself, Mr. Heartbeats. He's gracing us with his presence here in the studio. And we're at 713-955-0783. And, of course, if you're listening online, then it's at theblogtalkradio.com/EFT Radio 2. Go ahead and take this quick break. I'll be right back with you. Mr. Super Producer, could you hold on for me, please?
Yes, sir.
You know that I get around. No pain, no pleasure.
the ground on smash. Tell me why we can't not make a check in the state. Cash it out in Bangkok. Post production, bang out. Shades pride, hang out. My third eye open. So I got a 9 to 5 out. So we call it reset. There's nothing you can play by. Motherfucker, grind. Tell them that I bang out. Been around the world and Spaniel, or down in MIA, yo, with a block get stacked like Lego. Shit back in East Atlanta, where they getting pop for them pesos. Hoes in and out is my cool. Type of shit you talk, you conversating with fools. Shit you went too often. Bitch, I've been paying my dues. Never see way back, I lost it. They tried to give me their muse. Dick, best believe I tossed them. When I started this shit when I was 12 years old, they been said that I was doing too much. They saying the same thing now, so I guess I ain't lose my touch. Get with me now when I lay the baby. I'm bittersweet, no candy, baby. I know the flow sick, no cancer patient. Sold out shows, no cancellation. Got a nigga free, no emancipation. No pot and no piss to play in. Try to live long, but my shit decaying. American with 3K, I'm paying.
All right, it's your girl JT, and we are back, and I have none other than Heartbeats himself. Heartbeats?
Yo.
I didn't get your song. Your song didn't come through. No, it didn't come through.
Hold on, it's probably because I sent it from my phone, and I'm on the phone. He said, I'm going to send it to you from another
phone. Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I did not get it. So give us a little background into the song that you're trying to send while we you know, wait to see if those are going to actually come through for us.
And you said it's J-T-R-A-Y-L-O-R.
L-O-R. And then there's a period there, E-F-T. So Echo Foxtrot Tango.
At gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Want to send a shout out to the Evans family. Of course, I have Sam McKeever who is listening with us this evening. Send a shout out to the girls. We got Sam McKeever. We have Francine. We have Elizabeth. We have Deborah. And of course, we got Mom. I won't forget Frank and the brothers, but you know, just a shout out to the ladies because you know it's going to be Mother's Day coming up here on Sunday. So, Heartbeat, what do you have planned for your mother since Mother's Day is Sunday?
I'm going to surprise her. I'm trying to pop up on her with some flowers and a little card.
Card?
You know, she in Mississippi.
Really?
I live in Georgia. Yeah, she in Mississippi.
Right. But, I mean, you're a super producer. You supposed to have created a song, you know, send one of the artists to the house so they can serenade her in person. Come on. Really?
my mom is more of a hermit crab, man. She don't like to be bothered with people.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, she don't listen to my kind of music either. She's Chilla.
Right. You can get her some gospel, you know, something that's momish, you know, something that she likes.
I think she'll like a card with some money in it and some candy.
That always works too then, you know. That way she can just go get what she wants. All right, I understand.
What
all right,
you
Mom. Do? I didn't hear you.
I said, what you going to do for your mother?
Well, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to interview her on the radio because I want her to know how much I appreciate her and everything that she's done and molded to make me the person that I am, you know. Now, of course, she's not my biological mother, but she's my mother because she raised me. So, therefore, I feel like I owe her that same respect, as well as, you know, I have had some friends' mothers who had a help and a hand in that as well as I got older. So, you know, for all of them that was part of my life, of course, I need to let them know how much I appreciate them. And, you know, Mother's Day isn't just one day of the year, because mothers are not mothers just one day of the year. Mothers are mothers 24 hours a day, 8-9 days a week. You know, there's no breaks in there. You know, you don't get to punch in overtime to get paid for it. It's a never-ending job.
Yep, you're right. Shout out to all the mothers.
Huh?
We wouldn't be here. I said, shout out to all the mothers out there. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for y'all.
Yeah, because, you know, men would not have babies. Knowing
right.
What women go through to have these children, men wouldn't have no babies. We would be zero population. You know, like that silly show they have on Hulu or whatever it is, Last Man on Earth. And it's funny how he started off as the last man on Earth. Now he got some friends. So shouldn't they change the name of that title?
Last crew on earth.
I mean, you know, he had two females. Now he got Boris Kojo as a friend. And I'm thinking, okay, that's a crew now. That's not just friends. Come on, really? Last gang on earth or something. I don't know.
Hey, I'm calling in from another number so I can email you this stuff from my phone.
All right. What's the area code? Same area code?
What's the area code of your phone? Yeah, 404-587.
All right. No problem. I got
okay,
you. Go ahead and chime you in there.
Okay, now let's try to send this.
All right. I got you. You there?
Yeah.
All right. So you got any upcoming projects other than the heroes, you know, any showcases you're going to create or? Go ahead.
No, not no showcases lined up right now. I got Cream Friday. We got a producer's ball Friday, so we're going to be there. But I'm working on my CD right now called No Heart, No Life. I got
okay.
Rocco on there. we just did a new one on Rocco called I Wish with featuring E Major on the hook, and I produced the track. Working on some stuff with Pastor Troy right now, Young Mizey, you know, a couple other people. Right now, I'm just trying to put the No Heart, No Life mixtape together right now. It's a producer
right,
tape,
right.
You know, it's going to be all tracks produced by me. You know, I'm on a couple of the songs, and I got a few of my artists on a couple of the songs. So.
Right. So is it possible I could get a copy of it? You know.
Of course.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I sure appreciate it. So tell us about Cream.
Huh?
Tell us about Cream. You said this is a all producers event for tomorrow.
Yes.
Is any of the public welcome to come, or is it just going to be the producers?
Yeah. Everybody in Atlanta, please come up. It's a Cream Lounge. All you got to do is go to my Instagram. That's
okay.
Heartbeats ENT, HEARTBEATZENT,
right.
All one word. And you'll see the flyer and all that with the address and everything. But yeah, everybody come out. Zaytoven, 808 Mafia, everybody going to be out there.
All right. Let me
What'd you say your email starts off with again? J A Y?
J.
Okay.
No, J Trailer. And that's T as in Tom, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, L as in Lemur, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, dot E as in Edward, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, at gmail.com.
Oh, that's what I did.
Right, jtrailer.eft at gmail.com. You must have spelled it wrong.
The EFT, you said E as in Eric, Frank, Thomas. gmail.com, right?
At gmail.com, uh-huh.
Okay.
So, between the Y and the E, you should have a period.
Between the Y and the E?
Mm-hmm. So, it's jtrailer.eft at gmail.com.
I got a dot between the E and the R. T-R-A-I-L-O-R dot E-F-T.
No. J.
Okay.
T-R-A-Y-L-O-R.
T-R-A-Y.
Right, L-O-R. Trailer, not a trailer that you hitch on the back of stuff.
Gotcha.
It's a totally different trailer. Right. We don't have to get you some help here because you're messing up my name.
dot EFT, right?
Right, at gmail.com.
Okay, cool.
Right, okay.
All right. Okay, I just sent it. I just said
okay.
One. I'm going to send you 2 books.
All right. Well, while you send that, let me take another quick break because, of course, we got some more questions for you when we come back. And let me see if I can go find your song so I can download it real quick.
Okay.
Great. Now, this is going to be by James Keese, who's also another local artist. This is an explicit, so it's uncut. It's very raw. But, of course, this is called Tribute Pound Cake. We'll be right back with the super producer, Heartbeats himself, in the house at EFT Radio. You can give us a call at 713-955-0783. And, of course, if you're on Blog Talk itself, www.blogtalkradio.com/EFT Radio 2. We'll be right back with this quick break.
Yeah. James Kessie,
Raziel Sims,
R.I.P. Thor Williams, my father James Clyde Kessie,
already, R.I.P. yesterday I live, my father Miguel live,
I got something to say,
I feel you James, lay it on him, expose that fury on him, let them know when the music's not exposed in time, sometimes it gets deeper than this, James Kessie, y'all.
Shout out to Big Bro.
Big Bro.
I see you everywhere that I go. I see you looking down on me, man. I hope you're fucking proud of me, man. Shit gets so fucking real. It makes it kinda hard for me not to steal. I'm feeling like I'm trapped in this game now. I know it's about to rain down. You know your little brother can't give up. I can hear you say, bro, keep your head up. I gotta keep my head up. Even when your boy's feeling fed up, I'm tired of all the stressing. Feeling like when I'm gonna get my blessing. My ex keep calling me. She's tying up my phone, she be stalling me. All she wanna do is fucking play games. Damn, I'm feeling like shit's got to change. I changed for the better, I got to do better. I'm trying to do better, I'm done fucking with her. Now I know it's time, I gotta make a change. I gotta hit the streets, got to make the change. I like money over sweet honey dips. Now you can bring that ass over here with them lips. You can be my number one new bitch. Take the place to the chick I ain't fucking with. James Kessie, R.I.P. Thor Williams.
They testing the killer thinking I need a witness. Their mistake was making it to my shit list. Rest in peace to my brother, I'm mad you missed this. I'm getting tired of proving it to these bitches. They tripping on James, flipping for fame. Real niggas turn bitches to get in the game. Excuse my language, I should just flip it in Spanish. Mighty conazos, like you see me panic. My brother was killed point blank in front of me. High school, the bullies, they made fun of me. Not knowing underneath, I was ready to explode. Everything I ever known just got to expose. Then my mother died, look at my father's eyes. Wait, they heed that first and she was terrified. I'm confused, blowing on the fuse. Nothing to lose, what do you do when death making you choose? Rest in peace, Mike Liz. James Ketchum, I feel you, baby. Don Williams, man, he seen you from on top. Everybody that had the fallen, man, we feel you. All day 100, respect.
EFT, your source for executive entertainment management. EFT specializes in creating opportunities for new and undersigned artists while promoting and creating talent showcases, concerts, and other opportunities for exposure. EFT also meets your specialized transportation needs, providing helicopter and tour buses for charter. Contact JT at 404-333-5713 for more information. EFT, Executive Entertainment Management.
Hey, it's your girl JT, and I'm back on the EFT radio show. And, of course, I'm sitting here speaking with the super producer himself, Mr. Heartbeats. Heartbeats, you there? Hey, Heartbeats, are you there? Mr. Heartbeats.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. I can hear you. I can hear you. Of course, yeah, we got your music. We're trying to get it downloaded. Hopefully, we'll get that done within this next 27 minutes or so of the show. Got a question. Question here for you. Everybody wants to know, how did you get hooked up with Miss Culver and her production?
With who?
As you know, with Tia Culver. You know, she's the happening PR, PA, and everything else around town, the media guru, what we call her. How did you happen to get hooked up with her?
It's crazy because I just seen Tia on somebody else's Facebook page. And I inboxed her like, hey, you know, I need a publicist. I got every other publicist. I need a publicist. And you know, she kept it real. She hit it back and you know, pretty much told me what the business was. And, she, you know, it was on from there. But that's what it was. I seen on social media. And I inboxed her.
Cool.
And she, I ain't gonna lie, she been doing her thing too. Tia is a very good publicist, so if anybody had any questions or you know or whatever as far as her work ethic, everything's worth.
Right. So of course this is a great working relationship for you all and her, the company that she works for, right? I think you got another call coming through.
Yeah,
all right. You need to get your phone?
No. They're fine. They can wait.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't want money to be waiting on you because if it's money, you know, you got to answer that call. So besides Cream tomorrow night, and then sounds like you're going to be heading out to Mississippi. I'm going to try to be there. Of course, I'm going to go ahead and look you up on Instagram so I can get all the information. But do we have to wear Cream to Cream, or is it a certain color that we're wearing tomorrow? Just come there and just be sexy. I mean,
it's no really there's no dress code or nothing. Just come out and have fun.
Oh, okay, all right. Definitely put that out there. Now tell the people where they can find this at again. It's going to be at Cream.
If they go to my Instagram and heartbeats ENT HEARTBEATZENT and look at my pictures and follow me too, and everybody who follows me today, I'm gonna follow them back.
Okay, cool. Now, besides being a super producer, And if you couldn't do this any longer, what do you think you would be doing?
What would I do? Honestly,
well, I know you wouldn't be out there driving no buses or anything, would you?
No, I wouldn't drive buses.
No.
I always like to work for myself. Even, you know, before doing music, I had other dreams I was gonna pursue. So, but those were in the sports world, you know. So, I'm too old for that now, of course. But probably like I don't know. Honestly speaking, at music, all I know, it is no plan B, is it? Well, you focus
yeah,
so hard on
sometimes, you know. Yeah, but with everything that's going on in the music industry now and how they're trying to cut out so many different, you know, provisions for this and, you know, payoffs for that and all that other stuff, it's almost like you do have to have a plan B, you know? Because look, if you take news, for instance, remember news used to be people sitting behind a little desk and, you know, they just sitting there, it's boring, yada, yada. Yeah, this person killed that person, yada, yada. Now they're outside the box. They standing up there. They dress fly, whereas back in the day they had to have a certain attire. Women's hair had to be a certain look, and, you know, the makeup couldn't be like this. Now they on TV. They got green and purple hair just like the rest of these people walking around here, you know. And they up there dancing and having a good time at work. You're like, this is the news? You know, so,
right.
Yeah, you almost do have to have a plan B because everything seems like it's changing now. Now, of course, you have the No Hearts, No Life that's going to be released this summer. Do you have a definite date as of yet?
Yeah, I'm shooting for July the 2nd. The 2nd of July.
2nd of July. So that's right before the 4th of July. So everybody could be playing this at their little get-together. So I get you. I think that's
a
great concept.
I pretty much got it all together. I'm just doing the last couple of mixes, you know, the touches on touch ups. That's all.
Right. Cool.
Well,
now,
definitely gonna be a cool.
Okay, because you also have coming up is the 3rd annual Heartbeat Battle.
Yeah. It's the Heartbeat.
Now, I know about this, but can you tell people that are listening a little bit about it, just in case somebody wants to get involved or if you have an open invitation for people to get involved?
Yeah, every year I do a beat battle, and I bring a celebrity guest judge. My first year I did the beat battle, I had Roy Jones, the boxer, and Mr. Magic. Formerly with No Limit, rest in peace, Mr. Madden, too, by the way. He actually died on his way to my beat battle. So so every year, you know, I do it in remembrance of him. I was in the middle of producing his album at the time, whenever he died or whatever. then the next year I brought Mac Maine from YMCMB. He came and judged it for me. And this year, if I can get everything together, I want to bring Beethoven and let him judge it. I'm not quite sure where I'm gonna do it at yet. I don't know if I'm gonna do it in Atlanta or Mississippi. Last year I did it in Alabama. So.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
well, that's always cool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of people there. Good networking event, you know.
Right. So it's going to be here in Georgia this time. No. You said in Alabama.
I'm not sure
right?
yet. I haven't got a specific date yet.
Right. Well, I'm going to follow you on Instagram because I got a couple of artists that are in Alabama that would love to perform because they were saying how not much comes to Alabama. He goes by Mike. And there's not a whole lot that actually goes on in Alabama in terms of shows, so they always have to come to Atlanta or they have to go, you know, South Carolina, North Carolina, whatever the other states are, where they're going to be having all this going on. And I think I was like, really? there's states out there that they really just don't bring entertainment. It's like, yeah, they don't offer the showcases and the opportunities for artists out there. So they got a lot of thriving and starving artists. They just don't have the platform. So that would be kind of cool. So if you do decide, you know, most definitely keep me posted because I can send some people your way.
I actually got a nice fan base in Alabama. I like Alabama. I won Producer of the Year over there 2 times in Mobile. Shout out to everybody in Mobile, Real Talk Magazine, Jeff, and you know, rest of the family, rest in peace, Mr. Biggs. You know, I know all those people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Come on, it's all my family
cool.
down there, really.
Cool. So we've talked about different things that's going on this year. You got anything big and upcoming for next year that people should start preparing for? We can be looking out for.
I do. I have a R&B artist that I'm currently working with. Her name is Miss Tyson, and she's going to be moving up here in about a year. So in between mm-hmm. that time, we're working on her album. And she, you know, our plans to get up there and, you know, get up here and pipe up. Try to pipe up, get something going. Yo. It's a lady.
Okay.
It's a lady. Just promote. Hello.
Sorry. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Let's see. And, of course, anybody that's interested in getting more information on the Super Producer Heartbeats, you can go to his webpage. This is www.whogotheart.com. He's on Twitter
uh-huh.
and Instagram. And it's Heartbeats yeah. with a Z at the end, E-N-T, and that's on Twitter and Instagram. He's on Facebook at Heartbeats Music, and that's M-U-Z, like Zulu, I-K. So don't spell it the traditional music, M-U-I-C. No, it's M-U-Z-I-K, you know.
Yep,
and, of course, you know, he has general business and booking contracts. Now, how would somebody be able to, other than say they don't have your emails and stuff like that, would they be able to get in touch with you if they wanted to? Now, would they be able to contact you directly, or do they have to go through your appointed staff?
I mean, I'm pretty quick on my social media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty quick on my social media, so you can either, you know, hit me on Instagram, or I can also give out my management phone number. And he answers faithfully. That number is 225.
Right.
It's 225-326-8525. Once again, that's 225-326-8525. And his name is Wayne.
All right.
Yeah.
So, of course, that is Heartbeats Entertainment's manager, and his name is Wayne. And if you need to contact Heartbeats, now what can they contact you for before I just start saying all this stuff that I don't have any idea
anything
what I'm saying?
Anything they need. Look, I'm a one-stop shop. So, like, if they, you know,
right?
they do R&B music, pop music, rap music, blues, gospel, anything. You know, I'm a real musician. You know, I can also do the trap. You know what I'm saying? The trap music. A lot of people know me for the trap beats and all that stuff. But you know, I can do anything. So we also got different studio packages. If you need some studio time, mixing, mastering, all that stuff. You know, anything you need as far as your music needs, we can pretty much push in the right direction.
Okay. All right. All right. We're going to take another quick break because we're still hoping that your music is going to download before we actually end the show in the next 15 minutes. So let me take another quick break. This is another selection by a local artist named is Blaze, and it's called Transformers. So hold on for me, Mr. Heartbeats. We'll be right back.
10 Bigger Wink and Cool Running DJs. Nigga, we run these streets. Nigga, we certified. We transform regular motherfuckers into superstars.
Real nigga.
Turn a Foxer to a Rollie, that's a transformer. Oh, that's your main bitch, I could transform her. From a thought to a dime, I could transform her. Now I'm rubbing on the thighs in my transformer. Turn a Foxer to a Rollie, that's a transformer. Oh, to a rollie, that's a transformer. Oh, that's your main bitch, I could transform her. From a thot to a dime, I could transform her. Now I'm rubbing on the thighs in my transformer. Tryna foster to a rollie, that's a transformer. Oh, that's your main bitch, I could transform her. From a thot to a dime, I could transform her. Now I'm rubbing on the thighs in my transformer.
It's a gang from the streets. And what? I went corporate, switched the duplex to a motherfucking fortress. Stacked a cup of meal, I don't reveal sources. Nah. Balenciaga kicks transformed from Air Force. Took a duck, bitch, what? Made that bitch a swan. Used to walk the streets, now a nigga run him. A block in the tube, that's how I transform him. Yep. Rich sooner than you think, I ain't from Oklahoma.
Nah. Turn a foster to a rollie, that's a transformer. Oh, that's your main bitch, I could transform her. From a thot to a dime, I could transform her. Now I'm rubbing on the thighs in my transformer. Turn a foster to a rollie, that's a transformer. Oh, that's your main bitch, I could transform her. From a thot to a dime, I could transform her. Now I'm rubbing on the thighs in my transformer.
My niggas got arm and hammer. Like though a nigga might dive in your bitch pussy. Cali gone went offshore, nigga. Sting your bitch like Bumblebee. Hop up in that transformer, I got this from another galaxy. Niggas a transformer, you like an Autobot. But I ain't throwing no shade, and I don't got on no sunblock. Thot ho, on the flow,
on the flow.
Transform this dick, a merciless go.
Turn a foster to a rollie, that's a transformer. Oh, that's your main bitch, I could transform her. From a thot to a dime, I could transform her. Now I'm rubbing on the thighs in my transformer. Turn a foster to a rollie, that's a transformer. Oh, that's your main bitch, I could transform her. From a thot to a dime, I could transform her. Now I'm rubbing on the thighs in my transformer.
It's your girl JT, and I'm back on EFT Radio Show. And, of course, I am sitting here, and I'm talking with the super producer, none other himself than Mr. Heartbeats. And, of course, he is in Atlanta right now. And we were just sitting here talking about different things that he has going on, showcases he has coming up. Well, not necessarily a showcase, but let's see, the third annual Heartbeats Beat Battle. And this is a producer showcase, an industry networking type of event. So, and, of course, you know, he left his handles where we could reach him. He also left information pertaining to his manager, who is Mr. Wayne. And, of course, his number is 225-326-8525. Now, Heartbeats, I got your song. We have Mr. T. That one didn't download for us. The other one is still trying to download. Did you want me to go ahead and play it? Because I would like for you to explain this, Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T, that's my business partner slash artist Kodak Chronic. He has a label. He has a label called Corporation K. But anyway, that's his new single, Mr. T. It got me on the hook. I produced the track. Nice hard hit, you know, 808 sound. You know, just check it out. Enjoy.
Okay, so he didn't write it in like appreciation of Mr. T, and he's not walking around with a mohawk and all these earrings and all these gold chains and some coveralls and nothing like that, right? That's just the name of the song, Mr. T. Okay.
Nah, it's more about
like
the jewelry,
a T-shirt.
It's more of the jewelry aspect, you know. You know, a bunch of jewelry like Mr. T had, you know.
Right. So you want me to go ahead and play that for you?
Please do.
Since we have it right here in the download? Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play Mr. T. This is one of the super producers' beats, and it's also with, he's in the hook, and it's also with his friend slash business partner, Mr. T himself. And it's not in appreciation to Mr. T that we knew on the A-team or anything. Okay.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and play this, and we'll be right back. Let me get you the hold for me.
Heartbeats on the track.
Put your chain chains on. Put your ring ring on. All these diamonds, all these diamonds on. They can't see early in the morning, morning. With them while I'm yawning, yawning. My wrist trip like water. My wrist trip like water.
Ooh, ooh. I'm just a dope boy. With some dope waves.
Heartbeats, and that was Mr. T. Now, I did hear some kind of shout out to Mr. T because they were saying they want to be just like Mr. T. Like, oh, okay. But you were saying
right.
That's just only on his like gold chains aspects and stuff like that.
Right,
what was
right,
it about
right.
his gold chains? Because you remember back, that was in the day where you can go buy the gold chains by the inch. Remember at the mall and they just reel them out in the
right.
little cord thing?
Right.
So what was it about his gold chains, though?
I mean, you know, nowadays in the music business, you know, you got to be on your fly shit to be respected, you know. And, you know, the gold is the new fashion now. So that particular artist, that's all he wears is a bunch of gold chains. So I was messing with him one day and called him Mr. T because he had on all the gold chains and, you know, he pretty much took it and ran with it, put a little hook together. We just went to the studio and dropped it. And, you know, everybody ended up liking the song. So, he pushed it as a single.
Right. Wow. And, of course, your other song did not download in time. But, you know, we got plenty of time. We can always play it on another show. Not a problem. Hopefully you'll come back, you know, and give us some updates of what's going on. And hopefully you'll be able to send me the new music that you were talking about that you got, you're putting together right now. I'd appreciate it. I'll definitely play it on the air for you.
I'm going to give you the whole thing.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Now, would you be willing to come back, you know,
yes,
talk to us
yes,
again,
yes.
Let us know what's going on with you and the crew and Mr. T?
It'd be my pleasure.
Okay.
Be my pleasure.
Now, I do hope to, I look forward to meeting you tomorrow at Cream. That sounds like that's going to be the place to be. It really does.
Cream,
right. But we're on our last three. Go ahead and give us the information where they can find you again. Of course, we done plugged in the manager's phone number again, and that was Mr. Wayne. He's at 225-326-8525. But, of course, you can also reach out to the super producer himself. And, super producer, if you want to go ahead and give us your handles, we'd appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, all my social media is Heartbeats, and that's spelled with a Z instead of an S, E-N-T. So it's Heartbeats, E-N-T, short for entertainment. Heartbeats, E-N-T. And that's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything.
And, of course, Mr. Heartbeats himself, he stated, if you reach out to him, he'll reach out to you. He's a personable person, so he's not one of those that's going to be like, what you want? When you come up, you're
right.
Like, I just brought you your water, you know, something like that. You know, he's going to be one of those type of people.
As long
and, of course,
as
you know, right, I got you, I got you. I got you. And, of course, you know, coming up on May the 22nd, he's got the Heartbeats Beat Battle, which is the producer showcase of the industry networking and industry networking in, oh, my gosh, event. I'm trying to say a whole bunch of everything at one time.
And we might push that date back because I got a lot of new people that's been added onto it, and you know I want to promote it right, so I might push that date back. But I would definitely you know hit y'all up and keep you updated on the actual date.
Oh, most definitely. That way I can keep it updated on the radio show as well, and my Twitter and all those other handles that I have. And of course, so if you're accepting new people, it'd be okay for me to send some folks your way.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, cool. Now I got your email. Now, do I need to go through Tia or do we go to you directly? How should we do this? Because I don't want to be disrespectful.
Nah, you can go straight to me.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get ready to end our show. We were sitting here talking with the super producer, Heartbeats himself, and, of course, he is in the ATL. He discussed different events he's got going coming up that's going on. He's going to keep us posted. If you're an artist out there and you want to get with them, of course, you know, the information is available. It's going to be available on the webpage for the radio show, as well as I'm going to stick it up on my Instagram, my Facebook, my radio show, the whole bit. But I want to thank Heartbeats for being in the studio with us this evening. I appreciate your conversation. Look forward to talking with you again. And like I always have to end my shows, I'm sorry.
I said I appreciate you.
Oh, well, thank you, thank you. Of course, happy Mother's Day to your mother and all the mothers that's out there, even my mothers that were my other mothers, of course, let you know that I love you. But if you're out there and you're having a good time, most definitely enjoy yourself. But in any decision that you make, make sure that you put God first. And until the next time we get to speak with Heartbeats, we're going to say peace. Y'all have a good
all right.
night.
All right, you too.
Hey, that shit was recording, bro. Because you hold the button, it seems like that line.
I don't know what the fuck you got going on.
What is that? It seems like it stopped recording. I don't even think it stopped. You know how to record? I don't even think you know how to record. I got it. Did I get it?
That shit's great. Thank you.
Let me get my head up. Getting there, she could. Just